The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. So the last dance is over, right? You thought the last dance discussion was over. I mean, you know, the reactions are in. Roundly praised. Before we get into it, what would you call? You were the first one to say, hey, I don't really consider this a documentary. What's the appropriate way? Let's explain the dynamic here. Michael Jordan had, you know, he had final say over what was in it. You know, he would obviously get the last word. This was basically mostly his perspective on things. So that being the case, what would be the appropriate way? How would you characterize this programming, this 10-episode programming?
You know, I'm not sure the right word that I would use, because it's not really propaganda. Like, and there's no different than the Fab Five documentary, because Jalen Rose had you know, creative control more or less on that one, right? When one side tells the story, I mean, technically, I guess it's a documentary, but it is not a complete documentary, because you don't have all the sides telling the story. However, I will say, and I'm not done watching all 10 episodes yet, but Jordan did give the opportunity for the other side to talk. Now, Jerry Krause can, although they did use Jerry Krause quotes from when he was alive. So they did give the other side an opportunity to speak. So a true propaganda would never have gotten any Jerry Krause quotes, would never have gotten Isaiah Thomas quotes, right? Never would have heard from anybody on the, you know, any opponent pretty much ever, right? It would have just been, unless they were just talking him up as the greatest of all time. So it's kind of a documentary, yeah. But because he does get the other side. But at the same time, when one side does still control the, you know, the final product, it's not a true open documentary where all sides, you know, have the equal say to tell their story. So I'm not sure the word that I would actually use, because it's not full-on propaganda where only one side tells their story. It's not full-on documentary where you get the full, even story of all sides, you know, and you hear all the bad things about him and all the, you know, stuff from his competition that maybe he didn't want you to hear. So you don't have the full to the either of those extremes. There is somewhere in the middle. I'm just not sure if there's an actual term for it. So documentary is what people are going to use. It's probably fairly accurate, but there's an asterisk next to it because he had the final creative control over everything that aired in it. So, you know, if someone came on and said Michael Jordan was a beep, 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 it probably didn't make it to air, in which case then it's not, right? It's not Ken Burns doing baseball or Ken Burns doing jazz or right. Something. You're not getting the two sides. You know, when Ken Burns does the Civil War, he's getting the story from both sides. When Michael Jordan is about this, he's not necessarily completely getting both sides.
Look, so here's the deal. And there is a former Bull who you said Michael Jordan's a bleep, bleep, bleep. Well, there's a former Bull that actually feels that, which you would expect. Look, you deal, you know, wherever you are in life, and you know, you have relationships, work and otherwise, you know, there are going to be frayed feelings, right, where people just don't like you. But some people have a bunch of people that, I mean, you know, it's everybody has that someone that doesn't like them, but some people have more people that don't like them than others. Michael Jordan, according to Horace Grant, is one of those people that has more people that don't like him than most, but that was edited out, according to Horace. And he about the documentary, he said, quote, I would say it was entertaining, but we know, you know, who was there as teammates, that about 90% of it, I don't know if I can say it on air, but it was BS in terms of the realness of it. It wasn't real, because a lot of things he said to some of his teammates went back at him. But all of that was kind of edited out of the documentary, if you want to call it a documentary, unquote, according to Horace Grant. Horace was pretty fired up yesterday.
So Horace would call it propaganda.
How he was depicted in it.
Horace would call it propaganda.
Absolutely.
See, now one, I don't think Jordan cares who doesn't like him or likes him for the most part. I think that if you won with him, and you don't like him, then he's going to say, yeah, but you won because of me, and I don't really care, and you can shove it up your you-know-what. If you don't like him and he beat you, he's going to tell you you don't care because he beat you. And there's not a whole lot of people that that are in other categories. He's not going to care any other category, really. If you're not his competitor and you're not his teammate and you don't like him, he really is not going to care. But I'm not surprised at all. I haven't seen those quotes from Horace Grant, but I'm not surprised at all. And that's the point of when you have a true documentary, when you're telling the full story, you need to hear all of it. And so if there was someone that was, you know, a true director that had that did not have to answer to Michael. Of course, if that was the case, MJ's not giving you three different sit downs for, you know, hours and hours of footage to air on this.
Right.
So you're not getting
right.
10 pieces on this anyway.
Right.
So it's not happening. So you just you have to understand what you have to give in order to get what you want. And then, and fact is, if they didn't like the final product, they never would have aired it, and they never would have hyped it up. And obviously, it's got a lot of ratings, and it is there are. Anyone that thinks that there are things of this that are not, you know, that it's 100% truthful and nothing's being left out, then you're just being ignorant or naive or you just don't care. And I think that that's an important lens to watch it through. When you watch the Fab Five documentary, you do watch it through the lens of Jalen Rose, right? You do see that he's telling it from his perspective. You're not getting Chris's perspective, right? And so it's the same thing. And you have to understand when you watch it what you're seeing and then – enjoy it for what it is. Take out of it what you can. And if there are gaps that are missing, I'm guessing that's whoever went to Horace Grant went to go and fill in some of those gaps. Because there are gaps in the story.
Yeah, well, he pointed out a touch of hypocrisy that I didn't, you know, it just didn't dawn on me as I was watching it. But it certainly hit Horace, because Horace, for those who didn't watch the documentary, Horace was accused of being the source for, you know, the Jordan Rules by Sam Smith. I had that book. I read that book, Ira, as a kid. I'm sure you did as well. It was, it was some great stuff, right? I mean, that was the first time that the veil was really lifted off of how Michael Jordan really was. And so in the Last Dance, one of the episodes, Michael Jordan comes out and basically says, you know, Horace Grant was the source. He was the snitch. And so Horace says, first of all, he said in this interview that he did yesterday on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, he said, it's a downright, outright, completely lie. And he talked about how, and he said, lie, lie, lie. This is the part that I like. He said, if MJ had a grudge with me, let's settle this like men. He said, let's talk about it, or we can settle it another way. he was feeling it. He's like, come on, man. He said that I used to go at Michael Jordan like that in probably when he used to try to go at me like he went at Will Perdue and Steve Kerr, and, you know, the way that he would just kind of try to bully those guys. He tried that with me, and he got a swift rebuke. He went on, though, to talk about how Michael Jordan, he said, first of all, I wasn't the source for a book. But if you want to call, even if I had been, and I'm paraphrasing now, even if I had been, if you want to call that snitch-like behavior, what is going on a documentary talking about you went in a hotel room with your teammates, and it was a bunch of coke and women, and the whole team was in there? What's that? how is that not the same behavior that, or worse, that you were critical of with what you say I did? Ira, I think the dude has a point there.
I think he has a fair point. There was a little bit of co-signing from some of the former guys and the people around the program when Jordan got there when he said that. They didn't deny it. So, I mean, when you're not he seems like he got the corroboration on that one that he needed, and he wanted to point it out there that he changed the culture of a team. That was his point. Now, but Horace Grant's not necessarily wrong. There's a way to articulate that you helped change the culture of a team pretty much immediately without outing everything that happened if you don't want it to be out there. But I think
he wanted
to know how much of the 80s it felt like when he got there. It sounds like a lot of professional sports were like that in the mid-80s, so I guess I wasn't all that surprised when he said it. I mean, that's a whole lot different than the Villanova basketball team in 1985. So it's the stories are out there, And that's just an interesting little extra. To me, it was just an interesting little extra piece of information about how a terrible franchise, one of the reasons why it was so bad is it was kind of just running wild. And I think that was actually an important thing. I think it would also be important to know that if Horace Grant got, you know, Jordan on him and then he pushed back, that would be something important to show that not every teammate just took it like, you know, Ron Harper took it in the, you know, back in the second run. But that gets back to the point that we've talked about from the beginning, or Scotty Burrell, as we talked about from the beginning. This is not a true documentary. It's entertainment. There's a lot of good information in there. There's a lot of good storytelling in there. I think most of the stories are pretty factual. I do think that some of them are either embellished or a little bit off. You know, there's someone's truth. Whether they're the full truth or not, you know, there's someone's truth.
I hate that different versions of the truth. I don't know how that became this acceptable thing. Look, the truth is the truth at the end of the day. The truth is objective.
Okay, recollections, Sam. Let's go. Recollections. Recollections. This is what I do recall. This is what I don't recall. That's what becomes a little more subjective, right? Right. What happened?
Right.
Yeah, if you and I went to the exact same event, the facts are the same. What you and I recall may be totally different.
Exactly.
But the facts are the same. Correct. Yes, that's a good way to put it. Correct.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. Well, Horace's take on this whole thing, he said, quote, "It's only a grudge, man. I'm telling you, it was only a grudge," and I think he proved that during this so-called documentary. When if you say something about him, he's going to cut you off. He's going to try to destroy your character. And, you know, he is definitely a guy that holds a grudge. I mean, you see with Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley says something about Michael Jordan as an owner and an executive. And these were guys that were friends for years, Ira, and Michael Jordan hasn't talked to him since he said something about the way he's run the Charlotte Hornets. Like, really? I mean, you know, I guess that's the cost of doing business with MJ, or the only way to have a friendship with MJ is if you water down your opinions.
Sam, you know as well as I do, we've all experienced this personally, professionally, and in other walks of life, where if you do not say what I want to hear, then I will not be your friend, or I don't like what you say, or you're lying, or whatever. It happens all the time. And Michael Jordan is a guy that, you know, in particular with people that need to have their ego fed, or if they're a little bit narcissistic or a lot narcissistic, depending upon the person, if you don't agree with them, or if you don't, right, in this case, he was questioning some of the things that he did. Is that what's, you know, that's what the Barkley story? He's questioning some of the things that he did. If you, you know, go against it, now you're either with me or you are against me, and there is no middle ground. And there is that's a pretty common walk of life at this point.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned narcissists. They often struggle with being, self-aware. And, you know, he missed that point. And Horace called it out. He said, like I mentioned, he said 35 years, still 35 years. He brings up his rookie year going into one of his teammates' rooms and seeing coke and weed and women. My point is, why the hell did he want to bring that up? What's that got to do with anything? I mean, if you want to call somebody a snitch, that's a damn snitch right there. I was like, hey, you know, he could have said, hey, these, you know, I had a lot of guys into a lot of things off the court. And left it at that. But he's like, hey, man, the whole team was in the room with coke and women. It's like, wow, dude. not that was wrong to call out. I'm not even saying that was wrong to call out, Ira. I'm just saying if you are going to be critical of someone taking, you know, team things that are going on with the team behind closed doors and making it public, airing it publicly, if you're going to make an issue of that with Horace Grant, then what did you just do? I think that's Horace's point. One of the things I said last week that it comes to mind once again, that, you know, a person's character, the things that you go through, you know, adversity, you know, any challenges that you might face, you know, as you're growing, as you're developing as a person, I do think that those things, they build character. I believe that. But once you get to a certain age, Mr. Weintraub, I just think that at that point, you know, it reveals character. The later in life you get adversity and power, you know, the power is a dynamic. How you act when you have, you know, when you have position over people, how you use that power, how you wield that power, and that reveals character once you get to a certain stage in life, as does adversity. And what we see with Michael Jordan, you know, how he wields his power, you know, tells you a lot about him. How, you know, when they adversity, how he dealt with adversity as far as his interaction with his teammates, I think we see a lot about his character. Doesn't make him less of a champion, doesn't diminish his greatness as a player. like I've been saying, dude was an ass. I think Horace has a point. And I'm not saying that. Look, I don't like Horace Grant either, Ira. I don't like Horace either. You know, so this is not me, you know, sticking up for Horace. I just think Horace has a point. Or it's not me sticking up for Horace because I like Horace. I just think Horace has a really valid point.
I'm just going to call you Harvey.
With some good examples here. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, the ticket.